It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, I found out about it from a friend or so. So I went there one day. I had a day off from work, so I went there just to see, and that's when I met her.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
To see what?
What do you think?
Take advantage of the burger.
Well, it's a lunch.
He's hungry. Yeah.
Check out lunch.
Now, okay. How old were you at the time, Charlie?
I was probably in my mid-30s, early 30s.
That's what I'm talking about.
Heck yeah.
And do you know how long you'd been divorced at that point?
About a year or so.
Oh, hell yeah. Perfect time. Was this your initial rebound from the divorce?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What was that?
Are those memories something, Charlie? What's happening here?
Good Lord, Dad. Come on. Yeah. Have a little respect for the airwaves.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yeah, we're just talking about that. Travis's dad, the strip club. All right, it is time for the emergency break of the week. It's brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Heating. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Last weekend, we had our draft coverage, and our guys are awesome. Bob, along with the Hardline, Davey and Corby in Detroit, Norm, along with David Newberry, David Moore, Donnie, they all just did great work. And Norm normally doesn't laugh when he comes to cover the draft, but they had a laugh here. You know, one of Norm's favorite sports is when selections are made like day three, like round five or six, and it's someone that Norm had on his board, and he wanted them for the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
and they go off the board. We had one of those moments.
Those guys on last year's team, Wanye Thomas was far and away the best special teams player in terms of snaps and even grades. He was what happened?
I'm sorry, Bob. Yep. I'm sorry.
Okay? Norm I'm either sorry. Has indigestion or somebody was just taking.
No, the air rub has his just belly. Gone out or, of the balloon.
Or, no, or a cigarette. Or something.
Keep going, Bob. Keep going. The air's
well,
gone out of the
you
balloon.
You can't
though.
Take the air out of the balloon and then not tell us.
Well, forget Tracy is an option.
The Giants got him?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make
go,
sure you I just want to make sure you're not in pain at all.
Pain. Well, pain.
We were wondering out here too. It looked like something else, I can tell
that
you.
That was a very interesting noise there, Norm. I don't think out of all the years I worked with you, I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
Wanye
now back
Thomas.
To Bob on special teams.
Wanye Thomas.
Studio, so if we can go back and listen to that noise. And by the way, this guy went 166 to the Giants. Tyrone Tracy, the running back from Purdue.
Norm's acting like it's the end of the world.
No way the Cowboys
I mean, air
win
just went
three
out of
games
the
next
I mean,
year. But listen to this noise that he makes, though.
Those guys on last year's team, Wanye Thomas was far and away the best special teams player in terms of snaps and even grades. He was what happened?
I'm sorry, Bob. Yep. I'm
okay?
sorry.
Yeah, you can draw your own conclusions as to what Norm was doing during the draft.
I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. He comes back for a couple of days, and he's already back as a candidate. Norm as candidate number one. Candidate number two is Corby. They were talking about that Stagecoach Festival, Gordo,
yes.
the story you
mm-hmm.
had the other day. Post Malone was there. Our own Troy Aikman was there, and there was a picture that Bob was showing Corby, and this happened.
Did you see who had a little picture with Post?
Who is that?
Troy, 8-Ball.
Oh, 8-Ball's out there?
Yeah, Troy. That's Stagecoach.
Who's the little lady?
That's his daughter.
Oh. Way to go!
Way to go.
So dude, I don't know if you have any...
Sixth grade, huh?
I don't know if you have jokes.
What else do you want to say?
Look, you know my eyesight's not very good, and you're 6 feet away from me. We're social distancing.
Oh, so it's my fault.
Let's call it 3 feet.
And you shut up in there, Lando.
He held it right in your face.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, it's a beautiful girl you have there, Troy.
So, who's that? Well, that's
Troy dating somebody younger, huh?
Got any friends?
That's actually my daughter. She wanted a picture with Post Malone.
Troy, I'm so sorry. not Troy. Oh,
good work, bro.
Yeah. High five.
He just tripped over his own feet on the Katy Trail listening to you.
Yeah, it hurts to miss that one.
Bob had a very funny line. Joining us now on the Musers, Danny White. after Troy bows out of his weekly show with us because of Corby.
That's enough. Then DJ says, Trey Lance joining us weekly on the Musers.
How many bear traps has Corby just stumbled into over the last 30 years?
About a million.
What's that? Corby, no, that's not what you think. All right, there you go. Corby is candidate number two. Candidate number three, this is somewhat controversial. This is during Why Today Doesn't Suck. Now, we all know how you spell the name Ginger. I guess the traditional spelling here is G-I-N-G-E-R. Well, this was J-I-N-G-E-R. I think Monty may be somewhat wronged here, but man, did he get dogpiled, and boy, did it stop down the show.
Good, strong, sweet Monty. Today is the 50th birthday of my birthday twin and estranged work wife, Yinger. I don't know.
Yinger?
It's J-I-N-G-E-R.
Ginger.
Oh, yeah, probably Ginger.
No, let's go with Yinger.
Yinger.
You might be right, but we don't know.
Can I get Jay? Can I get a glass of Yinger ale?
No way.
Yinger.
Thought she was from somewhere else. I don't know.
This has been the wildest Why Today Doesn't Suck ever.
Yeah, I like it that way.
Yinger. Anyway, it's Yinger's birthday.
Happy birthday, Yinger.
Yeah. I think he is wrong, but man, what a dog pile broke out there. I guess it could be.
You know what? I think I would have read it the same way as Monty. I think I would have seen J-I-N-J-E-R.
Okay, maybe different pronunciation.
Or G-E-R, however. But with the J in the beginning, I think I would have said the same thing.
Yinger.
Pronunciation. It's caused a lot of problems in the e-break. All right, one more time.
Good, strong, sweet Monty. Today is the 50th birthday of my birthday twin and estranged work wife, Yinger? I don't know.
Yinger?
It's J-I-N-G-E-R.
Ginger!
Oh, yeah, probably Ginger.
No, let's go with Yinger.
Yinger!
Might be right, but we don't know.
Jay? Can I get a glass of Yinger ale?
No way!
Yinger.
Thought she was from somewhere else. I don't know.
This has been the wildest Why Today Doesn't Suck ever.
Yeah, I like it that way.
Yinger. Anyway, it's Yinger's birthday.
Happy birthday, Yinger.
So is it Norm, Corby, or Monty? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You know, and I am radio.
Well, unfortunately. Yes,
hi, Muses. I want to vote for Norm, just so you know. And y'all have a happy 12-12, Luke 12.
That's confusing, but okay.
Unbelievable. Right, I thought for a minute that was the fake Natalie Maines.
But I think that was the real fake.
It was the real one.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Musers. I would like to vote for Norm, and you guys have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's how you do it right there,
so
folks.
Nice.
That's how you do it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is Mole Managers, and I'd love to vote for Norm, so give me Norm.
Okay. Hello, you are on Ticket Radio. Who you vote for?
In the name of the Lee, the Harvey, and the Holy Oswald, I vote for Monty.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
No. Double fang, double fang.
You just called.
Clearly
fake.
Hey.
I would like to vote for Norman. Here's my old face tissue. And may three be with me.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, I figured if the Cowboys can take Zeke back, then the Muses will have me back. Good morning, Muses. It's Cassidy.
It's Cassidy. Oh, wow. The OG.
Cassidy. Okay.
Hey, guys. I'd like to vote for Monty.
And your voice, how old are you now?
I'm about to be 17 in June.
Wow. Holy
cow. You start calling the show when you were 12?
Yeah.
12, like, 12, Luke, no, 12. Like,
12, 12,
like
Luke, 10. 12.
Yeah. I was like 10.
10. Dang. Okay. Yeah. Well, happy birthday and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello. Good morning, George. Good
morning.
Who's this?
It's Brady Tom.
This is Brady Tom. How did you know, George?
Took a wild guess.
Oh, wild, wild guess. Very good guess, George. Good morning to you all. I want to share something with you that is one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. You know, it is the gingers.
Oh, okay. That's your favorite thing?
It is my favorite thing in the whole world. I love the gingers.
Yeah, I think we heard that.
Okay. Thank you, Brady. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Junior. Hey, George. Is Junior there?
Yeah, hang on.
Hey, hello?
Junior?
Yes?
I'm with you on the whole malt thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, I appreciate that. In a way, that made my day.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the Musers.
Oh, hey, Musers, it's Cruz and Lito. We want to vote for Corby.
Jeez, what a switcheroo.
And a party line. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Creepy, but
before I vote, I just want to say, Gordo, I'll be at Lakewood Landing tonight again for our rendezvous.
Okay.
Norm.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Wow.
He's back in the winner's circle. Norm making weird noises at the draft.
He's on the air now. Like only 0.1% of the time the ticket's on the air.
Still wins.
And he still wins when he shows up.
Yeah.
Those guys on last year's team, Wanye Thomas was far and away the best special teams player in terms of snaps and even grades. He was what happened?
I'm sorry, Bob. Sorry.
Norm has indigestion or somebody was just taking.
No, the air has just gone out of the balloon.
Or a cigarette or something.
Keep going, Bob. Keep going. The air's going out of the balloon, though.
You can't take the air out of the balloon and then not tell us.
Well, forget Tracy is an option.
The Giants got him?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure you're not in pain at all.
Pain? Pain? We were wondering out here, too. It looked like something else, I can tell
that
you.
That was a very interesting noise there, Norm. I don't think, out of all the years I've worked with you, I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
Wanye
Thomas. Back to Bob on specialty.
Wanye Thomas.
Not in the studio, at least.
Keep going, Sam Bob. Williams.
Yeah, Wanye Thomas.
Okay, we add to the total.
What pick was this at again?
166 in the fifth round, and it just totally turned the tide of Norm's day.
Yes, the whole draft came to a halt. It was just such huge news.
That is e-break win number 137 for the all-time leader, Norman. Where is Gavin Escobar these days, Hitzkus?
Yeah, that was another one he said. Unfortunately, Gavin's no longer with us.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him? Norm, he's no longer here.
He passed away.
He passed away.